KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies now. We do look for increasing cloudiness with a chance of scattered light rain this afternoon at a high of 37. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Red Oak Wednesday afternoon arrested a man wanted on warrants out of Carroll and Montgomery counties. 36-year-old Jesse Donald Trost of Red Oak was taken into custody without incident after the warrants were served. Trost was arrested on the Carroll County warrant for contempt of court, failure to pay child support, and an active warrant out of Montgomery County for domestic abuse assault first offense. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. The Iowa Economic Development Authority on Wednesday approved $4.5 million in Community Development Block Grant Funds, or CDBGs, for 11 Iowa communities, including Emerson, Sidney, and Wyota. AIDA spokesperson Brooke Miller said the funds are targeted at specific areas.
The CDBG funds enable communities to make needed improvements to water and sewer systems, improve housing conditions for income homeowners, provide facilities for disabled and at-risk individuals, as well as make transformative improvements to downtown spaces.
Miller says the grants are only available to non-metropolitan areas.
The funds are awarded based on benefit to low and moderate income people, financial need, project impact and readiness, and commitment of local resources to the project as well.
She says the communities will receive the funding once the final contracts are signed.
It's a federally funded program through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. So Iowa Economic Development Authority just administers these funds through the Community Development Block Grant Fund.
Wyota Water Systems will receive $116,000 in Iowa Economic Development Authority awards, grants, and they'll have to match $667,320. The Sydney Water Systems received a little more than $382,000 with a local match of $486,234. And the Emerson Sanitary Sewer System Improvements received a $300,000 award for a $95,581 match. The Tuesday was Giving Tuesday, but some nonprofits in the region are still struggling. Kelly Tachik with the Food Bank for the Heartland says they're still in dire need of donations for canned and packaged goods, as well as fruits and vegetables.
I had to work with our partners in the community to try to help provide produce in particular, but lots of food to those that need it. When you make your family meals, things like apples, potatoes, onions, carrots, those kinds of basic pieces of your meal.
Those fresh items are always in high demand at the Omaha-based food bank, and she says cash donations are also extremely useful.
We can buy produce in particular, but food in bulk, so we get a better rate when we have the cash to be able to buy that food. But we also take canned drives. We'll take food at the food bank as well. We'll sort that and then send it back out to our partner agencies, so they'll have both shelf-stable food as well as the fresh produce.
With the early arrival of cold winter-like weather, she says hungry people across the region are relying even more on that agency for their daily meals.
We are seeing still a significant need. We serve 16 counties in Iowa and 77 in Nebraska. When you think about that, there are basically 80,000 children in that area that are food insecure. So that is a large number of children that we want to make sure we can get food into their homes.
You can learn more about the organization or make a donation at foodbankheartland.org. And a Shelby County man has won a $100,000 lottery prize. Dustin Delgado of Harlan claimed the second of six top prizes available in the Iowa Lottery's $100,000 holiday mega crossword scratch game. He purchased his winning ticket at the Taylor Quick Pick in Harlan and claimed his prize Monday at the lottery's regional office in Council Bluffs. The $100,000 holiday mega crossword is a $10 scratch game. And a sheriff's deputy from Greene County was cited November 12th following an investigation for unlawful possession of white-tailed deer antlers. The DNR said Wednesday that on November 3rd, a DNR conservation officer received a call from a man who came upon a scene of a woman who had hit a deer on N Avenue between 185th and 190th Streets in Greene County. The man waited for a sheriff's deputy to arrive, and once the deputy arrived, the man asked the deputy about a salvage tag. Greene County Sheriff's Deputy Kirk Hammer declined to issue him the salvage tag. Now, according to state code, a salvage tag should first be issued to individuals involved in the accident, and if they're not interested, then to any bystanders at the scene. A salvage tag, as mentioned, was not issued. Later in the day, the same man drove past the scene and saw the Greene County Sheriff's Deputy Hammer in uniform near the deer, cutting the antlers off the deer with a saw. When DNR Conservation Officer Nathan Halpert questioned Hammer, the deputy admitted to taking the antlers. Officer Halpert met with Hammer at his home and seized the antlers, and Officer Halpert explained to the deputy that it is unlawful to keep the antlers without a deer tag or a salvage permit, and with a salvage permit, the whole deer would need to be removed from the ditch and not just the antlers. In the funeral announcements, Milo Neve, age 90, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died November 22nd. Memorial services for Milo Neve will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Frank Obermeyer, age 91, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Frank Obermeyer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Joseph Peterson, age 84, of Walnut, died Saturday. Memorial services for Joseph Peterson will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Helen Tessman, age 102, of Manning and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Helen Tessman will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Bruce Carl, age 90, of Greenfield, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Bruce Carl will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Elaine Owen, age 92, of Dallas Center and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Elaine Owen will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Bud Lindemann, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A celebration of life service for Bud Lindemann will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Rich Weaver, age 67, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Rich Weaver will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Forrest Pete Peterson, age 95, of Goodyear, Arizona, died Monday. Funeral services for Pete Peterson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Daryl Vernon Erickson, age 67, who's formerly of the Greenfield, Cumberland, and Council Bluffs areas, died November 17th. A celebration of life for Daryl Erickson will be on Sunday from 2 until 4 at the Cumberland Community Center. Warren Hutchinson, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Hutchinson will be held at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic on December 22nd at 1 p.m. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.